Well, although the situation in the Gaza Strip has been relatively calm since the beginning of a five-day ceasefire on Wednesday, the humanitarian crisis in the tiny enclave is looming at alarming levels. The United Nations has once again warned about the harrowing situation in which the people of Gaza spend their days and nights. They have no place to flee to, as Israel has not agreed to lift its crippling seven-year blockade on the impoverished territory. More in this report.
Poverty and hardship have turned into an everyday reality for the 1.8 million people living in Gaza. The seven-year Israeli siege has led to a decline in living standards, unprecedented levels of unemployment, and unrelenting destitution in the coastal enclave. According to the UN, tens of thousands of people have lost their homes as a result of Israeli strikes, and more than 200,000 displaced residents are seeking shelter in UN-run schools. The power crisis in Gaza has also deteriorated since its sole power plant was attacked back in July. The residents of a densely populated region now spend 18 hours of a day without electricity. Water shortage has also affected many residents, causing various diseases to spread among Palestinian refugees. International medics deployed to the area have issued reports cautioning emergency levels over the spread of contagious diseases amid a lack of hygienic water and food.
I have not taken a bath since 6 days ago. It has ruined my hair and given me worms. It is not fair. We have children and we are human, and the weather is hot.
All my children got sick here because of the dirt and the lack of hygiene. They've all got skin infections and scab.
The United Nations has once again warned about the humanitarian situation in Gaza, urging Israel to end the crippling siege. Commissioner General of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, Pierre Crayon-Boll, says the blockade is illegal on the international humanitarian law and amounts to a form of collective punishment. Rights activists and international organizations have repeatedly called for an end to the siege, but the strong U.S. support for the Israel has dashed hopes of a real breakthrough.
Israel clearly does not want to lift the siege, and in the Security Council, Israel's will is going to be supported by the vote of the U.S. So there's concern that it's a pointless exercise to take it to the Security Council, that it won't go anywhere.
Meanwhile, the UK's government has once again come under attack over continuing its multi-million pound program of selling arms to Israel. The UK-based Campaign Against Arms Trade, which is represented by law firm Lee Day, in a letter to Business Secretary Vince Cable, has called for the immediate suspension of licenses for the export of military hardware to Israel. The firm has also threatened a judicial review of the government's arms export program if London refuses to hold the process. As the world is still voicing anger against the Israeli crimes in Gaza, the outlook of a better future for the residents of a region seems far from real. Tel Aviv is not planning to lift the seven-year blockade, which has already brought the region to the rock bottom of an acute humanitarian crisis.
Well, to get the latest on the humanitarian situation in Gaza, let us turn to Press TV's correspondent there, Akram Sadhari. Akram, good to have you with us. Akram, let's talk about the overall situation. Of course, prior to the Israeli onslaught, it was not as if there was a normal situation to begin with in Gaza. And now tell us what the situation is. Let's start off with, for example, electricity situation right now in Gaza and move from there, please.
Well, as you have said, the situation in Gaza has been dire for the past 8 years or so. The siege has been tightening on the Gazans, but now it's getting even tighter. People of Gaza have been living in the time before this war started against Gaza. We're enjoying 8 hours of uninterrupted electricity supply, and then 8 other hours without electricity supplies. Now they are living 18 hours, as has just been mentioned in your report, 18 hours in some of the days, and some other days 22 hours. In some other of the days, they spent 24 hours without no electricity. The key problem in the Gaza Strip is now the large displacement of the people. After now, after the 5 days of calm, the 3 days of calm, people, some of the people came back to their houses and tried to settle with whatsoever available for them. Now the UN is announcing that they have at least 218,000 people in the UN schools, and that gives you an insight into the number of houses that are possibly destroyed. We are talking about that 18,000 houses were destroyed, and those the people who lost their houses are now staying at the UNRWA schools. They have immense needs. Besides not enjoying the electricity supplies, they need hygienic kits, as was mentioned by the report, and also they need food, they need other supplies. And the UNRWA said in the beginning that they cannot provide aid except for 35 to 50,000, and now we have 218,000 people living in the schools and are expected to live. Because of this, the government and the UNRWA met, and they decided to start the school year after the war ends, 2 weeks after the war ends, and we are still living a ceasefire time. We never know whenever is the war going to end and when the people of Gaza could be coming back to their homes and building or rebuilding or mm-hmm. trying to settle with whatever they have. This is part of the humanitarian problem in the Gaza Strip. The need is immense. People are suffering, and they are retrieving more bodies every day. Now, today, the Minister of Health announced that the number of people who are killed is 2,035 people, meaning that the bodies that are being retrieved now increasing the number of people dead, and there are many more bodies to be retrieved with very limited resources and equipment that are used by the Gazans and the government and the UNRWA too.
Unbelievable. Over 2,000 now people killed, over 10,000 wounded. Let's look at another problem that is there, and clean water, the water supply. Tell me, what exactly are people doing to try to get some drinkable water?
Well, today I visited today at least three international NGOs who are trying their best to help the people of Gaza. I can assure you that the crisis that is taking place in Gaza is unprecedented. Is not even you cannot resemble it to the catastrophe or Nakba back in 1947. It's not even close to the incidents and the Great War in 1967 and the following displacement. Now the displacement is massive. The international organizations are trying their best to provide people with the clean water. I talked to most of them, and they're telling me that, first of all, it takes a political decision to try to get some pledges for the international aid agencies and the international development agencies to provide the money for the moves that are taking place now. And the international aid agencies now inside Gaza are using the resources that they have. They are not getting any new funds, and they are trying to provide, to prioritize in order to provide the most needed basic supplies for the people in the different hospitals, in the different schools in the Gaza Strip, as the water supplies. Now they have mobile cars that are trying to provide people with aid, but they are still struggling to provide people with the need, and the need is immense. And I'm not sure that UNRWA or the government or even the international NGOs can provide unless more bridges are being put in order to help the people of Gaza.
All right, so sorry, we're out of time. Hopefully the situation gets better. In Gaza, Press TV's correspondent Akram Satari.